Headline: Duquan escapes extradition limbo, enters U.S. trial limbo. Published at 5:03 p.m. UTC, January 6, 2025. The beginning of Duquan's discovery process is the latest step in the complicated and drawn-out legal journey that has been ongoing since the $40 billion collapse of Terra Luna in 2022. Quan was finally extradited from Montenegro to the U.S. on December 31st, and he kicked off the U.S. leg of his ongoing legal saga by pleading not guilty to 9 federal fraud charges, including money laundering conspiracy and securities fraud. There is also an initial conference with Judge John P. Cronin scheduled for January 8th, during which the prosecution and defense will gather evidence and discuss whether or not the case can be settled via settlement. It's expected that, at this point, legal parties will discourage any wasteful pretrial activities and ensure that they're prepared for the discovery process and any potential trial. The discovery process can last for months as legal representatives gather evidence to present and examine the evidence submitted by opposing legal teams. For context, former FTX Supremo Sam Bankman-Fried's initial conference took place on January 3, 2023, and a trial date was scheduled for October 2, almost 10 months later. Given the complexity of the Terra Luna collapse, it's fair to say Quan could well be in for a similar wait. The charges he is facing carry a maximum sentence of 130 years in prison. Subheading Duquan Recap, Quan's Montenegrin lawyers have previously submitted 6 appeals. This time, they claim his removal to the U.S. has breached European extradition laws. It took Montenegro's legal system just over a year to finally extradite Quan after a high court approved his extradition in November 2023. This ruling was the first of many that would be overruled or reversed. Indeed, Prime Minister Milojko Spajic said he hopes the extradition puts an end to pre-election manipulations. Read more. Chart. Duquan's extradition has seen a total of 23 developments. Former Prime Minister Dritan Abazovic had previously accused Spajic of meeting Quan to purchase Terra Luna tokens. This recording was AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.